as well. WGCH Sioux Center time 7:51, and first Thursday of each month, it's State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. Representative Fiorello, good morning. Welcome. How are you on this Thursday morning?
Good morning, Tony, and good morning to everyone.
All right. Well, less than a week to go before the session ends. I know you want to highlight a couple of bills that are being worked on or have passed. Tell us the latest.
Great. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I would love to tell the people of Greenwich and Stamford, who I represent in both towns, that we passed a bill called SB1. This came out of the House 2 days ago. And this is a bill that makes a pretty profound statement of fact, say the proponents, that racism is a public health crisis in our state. And to be clear, I don't deny that there is racism. From my voice, folks can't tell, but I am an Asian woman. I read the news. I know there's racism out there. But this is, in my opinion, from what I've been studying, this is critical race theory in our state laws. This is just a blanket statement of fact that racism is everywhere and that it is a public health crisis. And based upon that premise of fact, this bill creates five different commissions, advisory committees, task forces with a very biased makeup, and they will go out and collect data to fix the racial disparity. But as anyone knows, there is disparities, and there are many reasons for disparity, and to claim that it's all due to racism, to me, is a great offense. I hope the people of who are listening, who oppose critical race theory, whether it's in our schools or in our legislation, will please call Governor Lamont. I believe he does listen to us. Please tell him to oppose this. Do not declare Connecticut to be a racist state to the world. There's a Section 7 that discusses cultural humility. This is a program, an education program that would be implemented in higher ed institutions in Connecticut. And this is kind of thought control. Beyond that, I also want to tell people that we passed a Janus workaround. This is a bill that is looking to work around the 2018 Supreme Court ruling that gave people who work in public sector to not join the public sector unions. And to say, we know that Connecticut is very public sector union friendly, but there is absolutely no doubt about that now with the passage of this bill. This would be SB 908. And again, we appreciate everyone who works in the public sector, but we also have to give those employees the right to decide whether or not they want to join the union without intimidation. So, again, I urge people to please call Governor Lamont and let him know that we want to have balance in the relationship between public sector unions and Connecticut taxpayers. And please don't sign this bill that magnifies Connecticut's one-sided system that distorts our government. Those are my two reports.
Okay. What other things are we working on as we head into the last couple days of the session? Anything else that is big that needs to be passed?
Well, I was listening earlier, and by the way, I love your little tidbits on history. It's just so fascinating to think about what happened today, years and years ago. But you did mention the bottle bill. I have learned that legislation changes throughout, from moment to moment. So I will be looking carefully at the bottle bill that came out of the Senate. And I expect that that's something the House will be voting on in the next day or two. Other than that, it's true. We have just a few more days. We expect to be in this Saturday and, we can be home with our families on Sunday, and then we'll be back up in Hartford Monday through Wednesday at midnight, when we expect, the House to adjourn, and the governor's budget will be the biggest topic in the next few days, and I look forward to digging into that.
I won't have a chance to speak to you, of course, before the end of the session. So, how has your first session gone, do you think?
It's very this is an incredible job to represent the people of Connecticut, to be a part of lawmaking. You know, in general, my overall philosophy is that we just, government is involved in everything, and I have felt that it is sort of oppressive, and I can see, and I have now been on the inside, and I can confirm that we have legislators involved in every sector of our economy and our life, and it truly is kind of a cradle-to-grave, you know, government that we have in Connecticut, and to me, it's too much. When you're that broad and so involved in everything, you can't actually do, you know, anything very well. I mean, it's been hard to continue to be a voice to say, you know, there are other ways to solve problems, and to have a real respect for the ingenuity of individuals and to create room for entrepreneurs and enterprising people to thrive in our state is my singular goal, and because I believe that's how we solve problems in our state. So I oppose things, you know, like what we did, saying racism is a crisis in our state. I mean, that truly puts the lens that we look at everyone here, as we look at each other through the lens of race. And I find that very divisive. It's not optimistic. And I don't believe it solves problems. It's actually quite distracting. So it's been an incredible first half of my term. And you've also mentioned in the news that there have been some drinking going on. I want to reassure everyone that I am actually a teetotaler, so you will never have to worry that your representative is imbibing.
All right, Representative Fiorello. Okay, great. Thank you. I was going to make a bad joke about the bottle bill and all the bottles around town, but around Hartford. But we'll let that pass. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Tony.
And we'll talk next month and maybe have a wrap-up of the session. Thank you. Take care.
Wonderful. Thank you.
State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. Next Thursday at this time will be State Representative Stephen Meskers, and we'll get a wrap-up of